Mr. Trump is talking about the need of the United States to attack ISIS. Mr. Trump needs to understand that the United States, along with Israel and Saudi Arabia, created ISIS. This is the United States in an earlier era created Al-Qaeda and continues to use that upon occasion when it deems it necessary. The fact of the matter is that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks said something yesterday or 2 days ago that is absolutely apropos, and it's this. The CIA, the American CIA, needs to spend more time investigating terrorists and a lot less time recruiting them and financing them. That's basically the bottom line here, is that the United States and Israel and secondarily Saudi Arabia have created the very monsters that they're now all decrying. So in the present situation, I think Mr. Trump would be well served to stop following Benjamin Netanyahu's directives every 5 minutes and to stop following the directives of our so-called Saudi allies and pull the American plug completely on support for any of these Sunni Wahhabic extremist groups in Syria and elsewhere. Mr. Trump would also be well served to support the American treaty with Iran, along with the other nations involved in this, the P5 plus 1 treaty, the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, that guarantees that there will be peace between the United States and Iran, that there will be peace between the European countries and Iran, and that everybody can work on demilitarizing the Middle East and making some sense out of a situation that has been absolutely destroyed, primarily by Israel, secondarily by Saudi Arabia, and in both cases using the United States as a surrogate. That's the problem that we face. The United States can take action that essentially would pull the rug out from underneath these extremist groups by stopping and supporting for them logistically, militarily, and financially, supporting stable governments in the Middle East, getting out of the regime change business, getting out of the arms selling business, and first and foremost insisting that Netanyahu has to come to a legitimate agreement with the Palestinians as a prelude to any significant peace. Until Mr. Trump does those things and leads the American government and the American people in that direction, there's going to be nothing but death and destruction ahead, keeping in mind, once again, that the United States has created the very monsters it now claims to desire to destroy.